Have the body taken below, Kendall, and then bring Major Challoner to my cabin. The rest of the passengers find out Miller is dead, we're likely to have a first-class panic on our hands.
Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
Now listen, Kendall. I don't care how it's done, but I want the killer of Ben Miller found before we reach Papeete. There's a murderer aboard my ship, and he's got to be found. Whoever used that knife on Miller is going to finish this voyage in irons.
Captain Goddard emphasized each word with a jab of his pipe as we waited in his cabin for Major Challoner to show up. The army officer had refused to leave his cabin until he'd finished his breakfast, although how he could eat after discovering Miller was beyond me. I'd found the Australian just as the Major had said I would, sprawled on the boat deck with a knife in his back. And now there was no doubt in my mind. Colonel Hacking of Interpol had been right in his hunch that the person who killed Peter Slavin in England would strike again aboard the Tangmar in a bid to inherit a larger share of the Wherryman fortune. The sea was calm that third morning as the Tangmar eased along at a comfortable 11 knots. But as I faced the skipper, I realized that I was still fighting shadows. I'd joined the Tangmar to find a murderer, but Ben Miller, the fifth beneficiary, had died in spite of that. Captain Goddard paced up and down as he continued.
I've had a feeling about this voyage from the start, Kendall. For two pins, I'd have refused the charter. But when old man Blake makes up his mind, his captains jump through hoops.
Do you think the death of Miller is tied in with the death of Slavin?
I don't know. Anyway, what do you know about Slavin's death?
Well, you mentioned it just before we left harbor.
Oh, did I? Why does this have to happen on my ship, Kendall?
Captain Goddard, when the Tangmar sailed from England, did you have a full crew?
Of course I did. Why?
There wasn't anyone who rejoined the ship later, en route.
Of course not. What the devil are you getting at, anyway?
Well,
Now, you listen to me, young fellow. Find the murderer by all means. But if you're trying to pin it on a member of my crew, you've got another thing coming. It should be obvious to you that one of the passengers is responsible. Find out the ones who were in England at the time Slavin was killed, and you've got what you're after. But don't think you can frame one of my men, because you can't.
Captain Goddard,
it may interest you to know that the Tangmar sailed from England the day before Slavin was killed. I got it from the owners when they arranged for Miss Challoner to have his cabin.
If there is a connection between the deaths...
Of course there's a connection. But there isn't a man in my ship I wouldn't vouch for with my life. Except for the passengers.
As far as I'm concerned, Ben Miller could have been stabbed by anyone aboard, including you and me.
You'll have a job fitting me with it.
That's not the point. I know the passengers who stand to gain more money by Ben Miller's death are the obvious suspects, but we can't rule out the possibility that he was killed for a totally different reason.
All right, Kendall, handle it your own way. But I don't want anyone to know what you're after. You do all the sleuthing you want, but keep Miller's death a secret. Come in.
Good morning, Captain Goddard. You sent for me?
I hope you enjoyed your breakfast, Major.
I did, very much. Well, don't look so horrified, Captain. The soldier allowed the sight of a corpse to put him off his food. He'd rarely eat anything.
Well, let's get on with it. First of all, I take it you've kept quiet about this.
It's not exactly the kind of thing one mentions in polite conversation.
Well, suppose you mention it to us now. Just how did you come to find the body?
I was taking a turn around the deck, to use Mr. Kendall's expression. He met me, in fact. Isn't that so?
Yes.
Oddly enough, it occurred to me after I'd gone back to my cabin that you could have been coming from the boat deck. But I imagine not.
You imagine correctly.
I am glad. Anyway, it wasn't really a case of finding Miller. He was there in front of me. Almost fell over him. Only had to look at the knife to tell me he's dead. Must have been attacked by a man, that's clear.
Why?
and the force of the blow. Knife was buried in his back up to the hilt. Reminds me of a similar case in India. A town tribesman ran amok and attacked one of the Havildars. The poor fellow didn't have a chance. But what I am getting at is that fellow who did the stabbing was an enormous brute. Now, that American, Lee Blake, a pretty big fellow, isn't he?
Now, listen to me, Major. Just because you objected to Blake coming aboard, there's no point in trying to hang a murder charge on him.
Well, someone must have done it.
Even you.
I think you'll find he'd been dead for some little time, Mr. Kendall. And even when I was serving the army, I didn't find it necessary to kill a man by stabbing him in the back.
And I don't think Lee Blake would find that necessary either.
I do hope you're right. But I told you when he came aboard in Sydney that I didn't like the look of the man. I still don't.
Be that as it may, I want you to understand one thing, Major Challoner. We need your help to keep this thing quiet.
I don't think murder should be kept quiet.
All right, then. What happens if we broadcast the fact? Have everyone aboard suspecting everybody else. Of course, if you feel so strongly about it, I could put back to Sydney.
But you can't do that now. We're due in Jamaica. You've contracted to take us there.
Well, then, you'd better make up your mind to keep Miller's death as quiet as possible. Apart from the three of us, Dr. Lawler is the only one who knows a thing. He's trying to establish the time of death.
And how do you intend to explain his absence?
I hope to get Dr. Lawler to help us there. Put out a story that Ben Miller's confined to his cabin, sick. Can we count on you, Major?
I don't appear to have any choice, do I? All right, Captain. Mr. Kendall, you have my word. But I'd suggest you find the murderer of Ben Miller very quickly. For I, for one, intend to stay alive until we reach Savannah Lamar.
I played pretty clear that Miller was killed about 2 hours before he was found. Say, about 6 o'clock.
Anyone could have been up there on the boat deck.
The point is, what was Miller doing there?
If I knew that, Lee, I'd know who killed him.
I suppose we're all under suspicion, eh?
All of us, Doctor.
But as Miss Fedorov would say, there are some of us who had a very good reason for wishing him dead.
Have you talked to the crew, Dirk?
Well, that's not so easy. Captain Goddard wants me to find the killer, but he also wants Miller's death kept quiet. He's tied my hands very neatly. Short of checking everyone's alibi for 6 o'clock this morning, I can't do a thing.
Alibi? I'm afraid I don't have an alibi. I was asleep in my cabin.
Yes, so was I.
Me too. I'd come off watch at 4. There are 55 crew members on the Tangmar and 6 passengers. Now, where do I start?
I don't see that you can do a thing. You can't very well put out that Miller is sick and then casually accuse people of murdering him.
I don't think the Major will keep it to himself for too long, anyhow. And if it's going to be talked about, I'd like to get in first.
You know, Kendall, I was really looking forward to this voyage. But I'm beginning to wish I'd never heard of the Wedderman estate. At least in my surgery, I don't have to walk about with my eyes in the back of my head.
I think you'd better talk to Goddard again, Dirk. Convince him that the only way to get to the bottom of this is to admit what's happened.
It only needs one person to take a look in Miller's cabin, and they could see that he wasn't there.
Well, I'll leave you to it. If you want me, I'll be on deck. I think from now on, I'll give the deck a wide berth after nightfall.
Well, at least the doctor shares the universal opinion that Miller was bumped off by one of the beneficiaries.
Incidentally, just to add to your problems, Ilona Fedorov was in England.
At the time Slavin was killed, I know.
They were all there.
Dr. Lawler, Tuka, Ilona Fedorov, and the Major. All of them except poor Miller. Well, that settles it, Lee. I'm going to see Goddard. It's time he knew the real reason I'm aboard. Hacking wouldn't approve, but it's the only way out.
You think it's one of the four?
Yes, but which one, Lee? Which one?
Course, Harris.
Go northeast.
Hold on that quartermaster.
Okay, skipper.
What is it, Kendall?
Can I see you a moment, skipper? It's urgent.
You mean you found that... Come over here. Take the bridge, Harris.
Aye, aye, sir.
If you worried less about spit and polish, Harris, you'd realize you should have rung 3 bells 2 minutes ago. Well, Kendall?
Captain Goddard, I think it's time you knew that I'm not on this ship merely as your first officer.
What?
You've heard of Interpol?
Yes.
They want to find out who killed Peter Slavin, and that's why I came aboard.
I see.
I was under strict orders to keep that fact a secret. I have to ask you to do that.
Well, go on.
But now that Ben Miller's been killed, it's time you knew the truth. I can't let you or anyone else aboard interfere with finding the murderer.
Well, I haven't interfered.
I can't keep Miller's death a secret just to help you, Captain. I'll handle it as discreetly as possible, but saying Miller's confined to his cabin won't get us anywhere.
What do you want to do?
I'll go on with my normal duties. I want the crew and the passengers to accept me as your first officer. But I've got to find that killer before he strikes again. From now on, I want the passengers guarded day and night, and I intend to handle the investigation in my own way.
You can count on me, Kendall. I'll do whatever you say. I never thought I'd be happy to have a policeman for a first officer, but I am. Good hunting, Mr. Kendall.
I knew that Colonel Hacking wouldn't approve. But the only way to get Captain Goddard's assistance was to tell him the truth. I left the bridge and went below, sure that now I'd find the murderer who had come aboard for this passage of the Tangmar.